This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. You know, I'm a very suspicious fellow. And I suspect you are. And welcome aboard. Welcome aboard to all of us little happy campers. We are so happy right now. We're the happiest campers, I think, around because we're doing something about liberty and protecting it. That's what we're doing. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We are on the 24/7, 365 news cycle. Please enjoy writing it. Anyway, a lot of things happening. And we are absolutely going to be making a big announcement today, grievance number one. And that's going to be something that's the first of 40. Think about that. 40 grievances are going to be put out there, and we are going to be telling people the way it is, I guess you could say. Laying out all these grievances that tell us that what we already do know here in California, but maybe the rest of the world doesn't quite understand, that we are living in a tyranny. And so that's going to be out there. And, of course, we're talking about a whole lot of other things here, too. We're going to be talking about 10 cities here in California. I think that's probably something that we're going to take a look at. Also some, so InfoWars has some stuff out. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be, a lot of things going on, though. God, where do you pick and choose? That you got the government shutdown that is no shutdown. It's the Schumer shutdown stopped. We're now moving on to other bigger, better issues. You know, in 3 weeks, we're going to revisit this thing, I guess, or something like that. Maybe they can get their act together and they can. The whole thing has been an absolute embarrassment, if you will, to the Democrats and their possibilities of, what they're going to get moving forward. And I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting thing. It's going to be a very, very interesting thing about how this whole thing has played out and how the whole thing is going to work out with this. Well, the Schumer shutdown, the thing with the FBI, the thing with Javier Becerra. You start lumping all these things together. It's sort of been the topic of what we've been talking about all morning. But when you start to look at it in perspective and kind of zero in on some of the stuff that's happening within that and then take the global look and say, where is this all playing out in the entire United States and the world? The globalists have suffered a severe setback in all this. It's winning, winning, winning. And you know, what can you say about that? We're moving forward. The protection of liberty is becoming first and foremost paramount. And we're going to continue down this road no matter what. There's no question about it. That's why Donald Trump was elected president, to clean out the swamp, as they say. But, you know, when the swamp sort of gets close to your own home, it's kind of like, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture, right? What is wrong with this picture? Anyway, so one of the signs and symptoms that are going on out here in California is this the thing about tent cities that we have out here. And there's a ton of tent cities. And I've been bringing this up on numerous shows that I've been on. I've been interviewed by several people nationally. And I've been bringing this up, that we've got thousands of people that are homeless and living in tent cities. And so anyway, there's a clip here by, see if we can get to this real quick. And it's a little bit long, but we're going to get to this. This is an Alex Jones reporter in Orange, or in the Orange Anaheim area, talking about people living in the epidemic in the Orange County, California area of for all these people that are living homeless, so to speak, you know?
Where the homeless encampments are. This is a large homeless encampment behind me. We're going to take you guys through where you have thousands of people homeless in California. Now, as you can see here, there are city ordinances that says no camping, no storing of personal property. And it's all over the news right now that the police have been clearing a lot of these homeless encampments. And actually, just on the other side of this corner here, there are a number of police cars congregating, and it looks like they're going to start pushing people out. So let's go actually talk to some of these homeless people here, see what got them here in the first place. Yeah, and we're also here with Greta Ponce de Leon.
Hello.
Who is a local in California. So how did you find out about this place, Greta?
You know, it's been all over the news right now, and it's really sad. I'm also an activist here for tenant advocacy, and just learning about the incredible housing shortage in Los Angeles, California, it's phenomenal. And then also hearing stories about working class people, people who work minimum wage jobs, people like you and I that cannot afford a home in Los Angeles because it is just too expensive to live in Los Angeles. They're living out of their cars. They're living out of their tents. I wouldn't be surprised if we met people here today that have jobs and are having to live here homeless because they have no other option. They can't find a place to live. It is too expensive to live in California.
Now, this is exactly what happens in these blue states where they push for Democrat policies and then everyone ends up homeless. You have tons of homeless people on the streets. It's too unaffordable to even be able to get into housing for many of these people. You were showing me a chart, Greta, that showed that some people had to have a salary of $80,000 a year to even get into most apartments.
Yeah, basically there was a conference here sponsored by a nonprofit. I'd rather not say the name of it right now. And it was in regards to public transportation. But then they were talking about housing, and they did touch on the subject of how housing is going up and how there's not a lot of low-income housing provided. And one of the statistics that they showed was that in order for you, a normal person like you and I, to comfortably live in Los Angeles, you have to make $80,000 a year.
Wait, let's get this sign here. Let's get this sign. It says, looks like the people here, the local homeless people, have made a sign. It says, how to tell when the OC Sheriff Department is lying to you, the public, their lips are moving. So it looks like there's some tension between the local police here and the people that have taken up camp here, the homeless people in L.A. So continue, Greta, continue.
Yeah, it was just astounding to hear that, you know, $80,000. I don't know that many people that make $80,000. As far as we were told, comfortably, to live in Los Angeles, it was, what, $35,000, $40,000? Now they're telling us it's $80,000 a year? That's ridiculous. And when we're talking about rent, studios in Los Angeles going, and this is the city of Los Angeles, going up to like $1,500 for a studio, and people are okay with that, the price of rent? That's ridiculous.
Now, why do you think the police are trying to push these homeless encampments out? Now, I know there's been a lot of talk of hepatitis outbreaks and super flus going around, and we're being careful right now not to touch anything or to kind of stay away from it. But what do you think is the real reason, Greta?
Honestly, you know, I understand that people have a problem, the public have a problem with the way that it looks and the way that it is. And also, too, I know that there is a health concern, but I think bottom line is I think they're just offended by the looks of it. But
well, yeah, and that's true. But, you know, the bigger problem, the symptoms of all this stuff is the biggest problem at all. You have basically an economy that has tanked in California. And Millie Weaver, who is the reporter for InfoWars, hit it on the nail on the head. This is a blue state symptom. Blue states have this problem of poverty and, of course, extreme wealth. That's what we have here. There's no middle class left in California. They've all left. Now, why would they all leave? Because of the oppressiveness that they've experienced with the government. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, what in the world is going on, right? Anyway, okay, so we are going to be reading the grievance, number one, Declaration of Grievance, New California. And I might share a little bit of it with you. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know. There's going to be a lot of people not liking it. And there's going to be a lot of other people loving it. So it's just going to be one of those kind of deals. And, you know, I just have to tell you that this has been really quite an honor for me to be in the middle of something like this and moving forward. And we're moving forward. One way, this whole thing is moving forward. The ship of New California has set sail and it's moving forward. And there's a lot of things we're going to be doing to bring it to, about to become a more cohesive set, a more cohesive situation. So anyway, visit the website, New California. That is going to be newcaliforniastate.com. I'm sorry, give the full address. newcaliforniastate.com. And we'll be posting the grievance up there on the website so you can see it. And that will be coming out around 11 o'clock Pacific time, almost just a little over 2.5 hours from now. So anyway, excitement building. You know, we're going to be reading the grievances from three locations. And these locations are going to be in, let's see, get this whole thing, in Contra Costa County at 625 Court Street, that's the finance building in Martinez, California, and San Joaquin County, that's going to be via social media, by the way, in Sutter County at 1175 Civic Center Drive, Yuba City, California, that's going to be there. So anyway, you're more than happy to come to these locations and to show up. And meet and greet, so to speak. So that's what's going to be happening there. Anyway, the grievances themselves are pretty amazing. It's going to be featured around Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution and certain features and claimants in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. So it's you have to kind of lay down the whole thing. There's going to be 39 more grievances. 39 more grievances, and that's how it shows you how deep it goes for the government of California against its own citizens, working against its own citizens, and that's exactly what has been happening here. It's all turned upon the citizens. I've said this before in many, many conversations. A lot of people haven't really quite understood it, but more and more now are. It's about citizenship. It really truly is that in California, if you are a California citizen, you are being marginalized at every turn. And that plays in part to the replacement mechanism, if you will, of replacement of people like, you know, people longtime citizens of California being moved out and replaced by another population completely foreign to California, speaking a different language, which is exactly what the groundwork that has been laid by these people to change a society and a culture. These people know about change artists and artistry, if you will, that are opposing us, and they've tried to use it to their advantage. It's not working, though. That's the whole thing. None of this is working. And, you know, to get it to work is going to be, you know, something else. So, anyway, this is all going to be some exciting time. So, we're going to be reading of the New California State Movement Declaration of Grievance Number 1. It's going to be 11 to 11:30 at the latest. location, three locations. Going to be in Contra Costa County, 625 Court Street and Finance Building, Martinez, California. And also in San Joaquin County, it's going to be by social media. In Sutter County, it's going to be 1175 Civic Center Boulevard. That's in Yuba City, California. So we'll all have records of this, and it's going to be videoed and all that good stuff. So you'll be able to see it, hear it, and all that good stuff all at one time. And that is going to be a big part of what we're doing, of course. All right, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and you'll get the latest information on that. And also what is going on relative to, you know, the things that are happening around us here right now. Okay, so anyway, the other things we're talking about here, we're talking about, okay, we got some more news coming. Oh, man. More news coming out. From this investigation, this just popped up, and I can't, you know, it's a shining object, so I have to really look at it and really see what's going on here. Here we go. So this jaw-dropping revelations, mystery of missing messages grows. Okay, so now we've got the story out here. Now we've got more stories coming today, just now, just coming out, just a few hours ago, and just recently. Secession announces DOJ probe of missing FBI text messages. Okay, so here it comes. Here it all comes. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the Justice Department will investigate missing text messages sent between two FBI agents critical to the Trump and Trump joining the chorus of Republican lawmakers who are eager to recover the exchanges. GOP officials have seized on the messages as evidence of FBI bias against Trump in the probes into Russian election meddling and Hillary Clinton's use of private email server while Secretary of State. So it's all going to connect into that. It's all going to connect to that. We will leave no stone unturned to confirm with certainty why these text messages are now or not now available. Okay, now that's Sessions number one, but the bigger article that I'm looking at, jaw-dropping revelations. Boy, they're just teasing us, aren't they? Jaw-dropping revelations. Of course, the Daily Caller is taking a million hours. They're obviously getting... What happens is that you pull these things up to read them, and for some reason they don't come up on the internet. That means that probably they're trying to... they're trying to get the server just isn't produced because they're being hit so much by so many. This I knew this. It's a top story. Next story, we'll try the next story. The Mueller grills Sessions interviewed by Mueller team in Russia investigation. Attorney Jeff Sessions has been interviewed in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Justice Department spokesman Ian Pryor said Tuesday that the interview with Sessions took place last week, and the interview comes as Mueller is investigating whether President Donald Trump's actions in office, including the firing of Comey, constituted obstruction of justice, and Mueller is also investigating contacts between Trump's 2016 campaign. Okay, so there's no there, you know. What they're hoping to do is a perjury trap, obviously, but there's no there, so they're not going to find anything there. So that's kind of really not a relevant story at this point in time. But we're still not getting that Daily Caller thing. So anyway, we're going to switch to guns here. And wherever we go here, we're going to switch to guns. Yes, sure we are. Guess we're not going to switch to guns. Where is this thing? Yeah, well... Very, very fin- so. Let's see. Foul-mouthed woman marchers spit. That one. That is not good. Mother in torture house thought family was perfect for a reality TV show. Trump approves tariffs on some imports. Mexico slams. President wins Davos raves for landmark tax cut. Kurtz trauma crippling media. Howard Kurtz media madness. Update, flu season continues to worsen. Black death fears return. World's most and least free countries. Here we go. I'm sure California is one of those. This is the Telegraph. Map, the world's most and least free countries. The annual Freedom of the World report. I've never heard such things. Come back, we'll talk about that. I don't see California on there. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, freedom is an interesting concept, isn't it? And I didn't even know there was such a group out there. The annual Freedom in the World Report. This is supposed to be by Freedom House. This is the work of nonpartisan organization Freedom House. It judges countries according to the range of criteria. Each is then assigned a total score and placed in the one of three pots: free, partly free, and not free. Okay, so they've got like a little chart here that shows partly free and then not free. And wow, not free. It's I guess on the global basis and even by populations, the vast majority of the world is not free. Interesting, this little picture you got going on here. It's not free. It says the annual report, which ranks nations according to civil liberties and political rights, has been released. The work of the nonpartisan organization Freedom House, it judges countries according to a range of criteria. And then they have these three pots. It says, while 88 countries, including, you'll be relieved to hear, the UK, fall into the first category, a remarkable 49, including Turkey, Russia, China, Thailand, Vietnam, Egypt, Belarus, and Cuba, are in the latter. Overall, the picture is bleak. Democracy faced its most serious crisis in decades in 2017, as its basic tenets, including guarantees of free and fair elections, the rights of minorities, freedom of press, and the rule of law, came under attack around the world, the report says. 71 countries suffered net declines in political rights and civil liberties, with only 35 registering gains. This marked the 12th consecutive year of decline in global freedom. The United States retreated from its traditional role as both a champion and an exemplar of democracy amid an accelerating decline in American political rights and civil liberties. Gee, I wonder why that happened. Probably over the last 8 years. What do you think? It says here, now this is a nonpartisan group saying this. Here are the 20 most tightly controlled countries on the planet, according to Freedom. So Cuba is number one, or excuse me, it's number 20, despite the totalitarian policies. Tourists have always been willing to visit this land. Those who are beyond its politics are rewarded by Cuba's sultry salsa clubs and so on. Okay, so that's number 20. China, number 19. Yemen, war-torn Yemen. Of course, that would be one. Laos would be another one. And kind of interesting, huh? Laos. Ethiopia. Bahrain. Which is kind of interesting. Dictatorial oppression, even though they've got a lot of wealth. Again, you know, that's the sort of thing. Freedom House scored 12 out of 100. Azerbaijan. Don't be fooled by the cavalier diplomacy. Azerbaijan may have presented a friendly face in 2015 European games, but the country is one of the worst oppressed. Let's see. Tajikistan. Potty politics abound. Okay. Libya, number 12. Central African Republic. All right. That's number 11. And number 10, Sudan. Sudan has one of the most abundant marine life in the Red Sea, and a few intrepid divers make it out to discover its large uncharted reefs. However, corruption and violence continues to plague this country. Not a good thing. And then, Uzbekistan. Ruthless dictator Ismail Komarov clung to power from 1991 until his death in 2016. He tricked all the despotic boxes. He ticked off, okay. That should read, he ticked off. I guess. I don't know. They've got it written kind of funny here. So that's Uzbekistan, number 9. Number 8 is Somalia, of course. I can't imagine Somalia being number 8. Number 9 is Saudi Arabia. Number 7, Saudi Arabia, really. Prohibits women from driving. Okay. Equatorial Guinea. Turkmenistan, number 5. Things are getting better, I guess. And number 4, North Korea. North Korea. North Korea's brand of authoritarian politics needs no introduction. That's what they say. So North Korea. Then we have Eritrea. Located in the Horn of Africa, Eritrea promises an enticing blend of, I can't even say that word, Abyssinian, Arabic, and European influences. All right. Never heard of that place. And then South Sudan. The world's youngest country hasn't gotten off the best starts. And then number 1, Syria. Of course, just obliterated Syria. Much more so by, of course, ISIS, so on. So freedom is not free, as they say, and it's very, very delicate. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You blow up the map and look at it, and you can see all these different countries out there that have freedom. Mexico is a partly free country. Don't you find that interesting? Mexico is a partly free country, and another part of Mexico, not part of Mexico, but the rest of Central America is free. Venezuela is rated at number 3, so it's partly free. It shows you, it gives you a pretty good idea of who treasures freedom and who doesn't. That's for sure. But, you know, all these countries in disarray for whatever different reason because of wars and you know, monarchies and things like that. This is all part of the world we live in, guys. That's why, you know, the freedom and liberty that we enjoy is a very, very delicate mix and match that we have to protect. And it starts with even in states. You know, people, this is the thing about this what I've discovered about the new California versus California, is a lot of people just blend the two, state and federal government, together. And they just think it's all government. And, you know, it is to a degree. But, you know, this is why we don't want to have the confusion, the conflation between the two at this point in time, when you can have state government being oppressive, which is what we see in California. Now, everybody says, well, you know, you're welcome to go to another state. Wait a minute. Maybe why don't we fix this state and let's not be pushed out. Let's not use the mechanisms of state to push people out in replacement. I'll give you a classic example where that happens here in California. And that happens with the Department of Motor Vehicles. Sure. They're using a government agency as displacement. Displacement demographics. What they're trying to do is substitute new citizens in and displace the native citizens, which are native California citizens, American citizens, with illegal aliens. And that's because they grant illegal alien, and again, this is where you're using the mechanism of the state. The Department of Motor Vehicles is clearly a mechanism of the state, and they're using that mechanism to push out citizens by allowing all these illegal immigrants all the rights of citizenship of a normal citizen. That is a problem. And I think you can probably see that. You know, when you take an agency, and then, of course, there's the welfare agencies, which, you know, gives them money, incentive to be here. Just on the surface, how bad is that? So when you start using the machinery of state to push out one population of people and substitute another, I think that's kind of like criminal, don't you think? Well, it's obviously time for change. We need to be making that change. That seems to be the things that are going around out there. We need to be making the change that prevents the state system to be used against a population of people. That is when you have a dictatorship, guys. That's when the state is working on displacement of anybody. I don't care who it is. You know, when you have your citizens being worked over by a federal or state government, that is when you have to draw the line and say, no, niet, nein, nada, not going to happen here. And that's what they're doing right now in New California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, new showdown between California and admin over immigration. Oakland City Council bans police from any cooperation with immigration agents. The recent announcement of California Attorney General Javier Becerra that he will prosecute, this is from Fox News' David Bossi, he will prosecute any California employer that it cooperates with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the enforcement of federal immigration law defies a deserves a swift and hard-hitting response by federal law enforcement officials. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions should throw the proverbial book at Becerra by having him arrested and charged, and at a minimum with conspiracy and obstruction of justice. When then Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio stood up to the Obama administration's lax immigration enforcement policy, the United States Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch's stewardship showed no hesitation in prosecuting him for criminal contempt. Arpaio was subsequently convicted and then given a pardon by Trump. Says the shoe is now on the other foot. On Thursday, Becerra responded to reports that ICE was stepping up presence in California by issuing an ultimatum to California employees and either refuse to cooperate with ICE or be prosecuted under California's new sanctuary law status with fines of $10,000 against an employee that voluntarily provides federal immigration officials with information relevant to the employee's immigration status. Just as Becerra's thumbs his nose at the U.S. Homeland Security officials, recent polling indicates that upwards of 76% of American people want more ICE officers hired. God, you're just swimming up. Javier, buddy, you're just swimming upstream on this one. Furthermore, a whopping 82% want tougher laws against illegal immigrants who commit criminal acts. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part by passing Kate's Law in the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act last summer. If it weren't for the obstructionist Democrats in the U.S. Senate led by Chuck Shutdown Schumer, these measures would likely already be the law of the land. And this is something from, where is this now? This is from the, okay, we're going to get this one. This is from Outnumbered. Here we go. We think.
Sanctuary city status. Oakland City Council passing a resolution banning police from helping federal authorities enforce immigration laws. The city's mayor saying, quote, it is no surprise that the bully in chief is continuing to try to intimidate our most vulnerable residents. Acting ICE Director Thomas Homan responding, saying, quote, for politicians to prohibit one law enforcement agency from assisting another law enforcement agency with a public safety mission is unconscionable and poses dangers for local communities and for the brave men and women who carry the badge. Steve, sanctuary cities are obviously incredibly politically charged. There's been a lot of discussion, but not a lot of debate actually recently as we've talked about immigration writ large. Where is this? Is this debate going from here? And do we think California is way out in front of where they should be?
I think California, the kinds of things we're talking about here, the kinds of comments that you hear from the Oakland City Council, mm-hmm. are the thing that drives this polarization.
Right.
They take people who would ordinarily be probably reasonable about accommodating dreamers or who have you, mm-hmm. and say, no. These people in California want to avoid us enforcing the law. If you don't like the law, change the law. But don't prevent federal authorities from enforcing the laws that exist.
In your areas.
I think it's outrageous.
I think, yeah, we need to point out what ICE is asking for, because
right.
I think that people have this impression that they're asking for local authorities to go in on their own and to do these raids. That's not what they're asking for at all. They're simply asking that if they find someone who's committed a previous crime, who doesn't have documentation, who is suspected to be in the country illegally, that they simply take them to a detention center and wait for ICE to get there to interview them. That's all they're asking for. I've seen this happen in Pinal County, Arizona. DHS has a great relationship with them where the local sheriff's department will bring people to the jail. They treat them very well. They give them a medical exam, a full meal. They wait for ICE to show up, and then it's ICE's problem. But they're not asking for these local authorities to go into these communities and do the raids that ICE now has to do.
In some cases, it's not even that much. In some cases, it's simply the referral. In some cases, it's simply saying, Here's the person who's broken the law. Here's
well,
what
and that's
do.
Yeah. See, this is kind of the disbelief I think that a lot of people have out there about these ICE raids is that the defining thing is when the police are told to stand down and not cooperate with ICE, it's going to force ICE to go out on raids in the communities. It's going to force them to go out in the communities and do these things. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be done. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. And it's dangerous. When the police pick someone up or they suspect somebody, they just call ICE. That's basically the way it's always been. The sheriffs in particular have been taking the lead in that. Now it becomes a lot more problematic when ICE has to go into communities and do its own investigations, which, of course, they don't really want to do that. It's been sort of a passive system, per se. In some cases, it gets to be a little bit more aggressive because of certain things that are happening and what they have to do, of course. But this makes it a lot more dangerous and a lot more problematic than it's ever been before. And therein lies the problem. Now, of course, if they're refusing to follow federal law, which is what we have a clear case of here with Javier Becerra, that's a whole different issue. It's a whole different issue, and it's something that needs to be looked at and something that needs to be taken care of. So anyway, I just more piling on, if you will, of what happened with Javier Becerra on Thursday and the pronouncements that he made relative to telling people not to cooperate, and of course telling private companies, corporations, you're not to cooperate with them, and if you do, you're going to get fined. Hello. What's that all about? That's just so off the hook. It's not even funny. That's where you violate the law. And that's where Javier Becerra has now started. Well, he's probably kind of regretting what he's doing. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he just thinks it's a good idea. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul at 821r.com. Little reminder, we're going to be laying out the first grievance today for the state of California in three locations: Contra Costa County, 625 Court Street Finance Building, San Jose County, San Joaquin County. That's going to be the social media aspect of it, so Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. Sutter County, 1175 Civic Center Boulevard. We're going to be putting that out there. So Contra Costa County, San Joaquin County, and Sutter County. We're going to be doing Orange County and other counties later next week. So there's 39 of these bad boys. So we're going to be making the announcements then and all over the place. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on here in on Agenda 21 Radio and NewCaliforniaState.com. That's the website for New California, NewCaliforniaState.com. And you can feel free to email me, paul at 821r.com. We'll be checking the emails here shortly. And so anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to, like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, you know, gosh, we got the Liberty Tour coming up. We got so many things happening. It's just absolutely fantastic what is going on. Of course, we're going to take back New California and build New California. And today starts another new chapter in that process, the grieving process. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.